This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, remember, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain's with an S after Captain, America. I'll stick the word together there, and you got it, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the panhandle of Florida, Mr. UndergroundUSA.com himself, Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
What a day, what a day, what a day. And we're going to get started with the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, first of all, yesterday was September 11th, 21 years later. And, of course, we had Benghazi in the middle of all that, too. And I got to thinking about something. Benghazi happened on September 11th, but I didn't hear anybody talking about it. Did you?
Yeah, it was very sparse, and it was on, you know, you saw a meme on social media, but that was it. On the news, nothing. It is faded. And I believe, and I hate to get political right off the bat, but it is.
Yeah.
It's not in the news because of who was responsible for it happening in the first place.
Yep.
Which was the left in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hillary Clinton in particular. We can't forget those people. They were abandoned, and they knew they were abandoning our fellow Americans over there when it took place, and they just shrugged their shoulders. Remember when she was testifying before, I believe it was the Senate, when she was Secretary of State. At this point now, what does it matter?
Yeah, what difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
Yep.
When you've got an attitude like that, when you're trying to shrug off responsibility, that's got tinges of evil flavor all over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's something else that's evil. After two decades, still no trial date for the alleged 9/11 mastermind, KSM. Now, they're going to have some sort of, I don't know if they're calling it a sample trial or what they're calling it, but they're going to have something. But as far as a real trial, nope, nothing.
Yeah, and I even heard some rumblings, and it's not confirmed, so I can't say this for certain, but I heard some rumblings about he and a few of his other conspirators trying to negotiate a plea deal,
right,
with the military prosecutor. If that happens, there is going to be some hell to pay.
Mm-hmm.
This guy should not. There should be no plea for this. You'll give us what we want, and you're going to be convicted. And I believe they should be executed.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
You know, but if they decide to do some kind of a plea deal to get what? To get information that our intelligence community should already know 21 years later?
Yep.
Absolutely not. We have to put our foot down about this. This guy was the mastermind, or at least the ringleader of the mastermind component. Mm-hmm. To the slaughtering of 3,000 people,
mm-hmm.
and they're thinking about a plea deal? You want to see people get pissed in this country,
mm-hmm.
try and do something like that. And you have to lay it at the foot of Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the people that they put into place over at the Pentagon if this takes place. Unacceptable on every level.
Now, I have to correct you on the total, because that 3,000 total, 2,996 or whatever it was, doesn't include everyone that's died because of the diseases from the World Trade Center and the Pentagon that they've come down with and passed away with since then. Add about another 1,500 to 1,600 to that, and that's just the first responders. That's not the civilians, because we have no idea of knowing exactly how many civilians, but we'll just put the total at 2,000, which is low, on top of that 2,996, and there's your death total.
Well, and let's add to that the people, the family members of those people who passed, who were so affected that they just gave up living.
Yep. Yep.
You know, there are family members who were so distraught over this that they passed away shortly after this all took place.
Yep.
And you can't say that this didn't weigh on them. You know, so let's say 5,000.
Yep. And easy. They're not being counted in the death toll. They should be, every one of them.
You know, so and now we're talking, there's rumblings of a plea deal?
No.
Boy. Our government has failed us dramatically if that comes to pass.
Don't think so. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, because right now I'm going to tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with my good friend and fellow smoke eater, retired that is, Frank Salvato, and we've been around the block a time or two, but we're being brought to you right now by Moss Family Automotive, the Moss Family Automotive's Nissan division. Now, the one thing about the Nissans and why people are so attached to the Nissan cars and want to be a part of that is pretty simple. It's because of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all church pastors, too, get a great deal on the vehicle that you're purchasing at Moss Nissan. Now, let's not forget, Moss Nissan also has the Moss Care Program, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You just can't beat the selection at Moss either with all the vehicles that they have there. Trade-ins, oh, yeah, they're still commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. Now, you can go to Crystal River. You can go to Newport Richey, the flagship store, 1954. You can go to Nissan right there on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Or soon, I'll let you know when, you'll be able to go to the brand new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, just east of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. So there you go. That'll be coming soon, and we'll let you know when, because we're going to be up there for the grand opening. All righty. Don't go anywhere, because we have got Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website right with us right now. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Oh, hi,
Elliot. This by Frank.
Yes, I want to run this by Frank Ray Crick and see what he thinks. You know, America, President Biden travels to New York to pay tribute to 9/11. America, we are fully compromised.
Whoa. He did not go to New York. He went to the DOD.
Pentagon.
Yeah, Pentagon.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know who went to New York? Kamala.
Yeah, I did see her, but I got it mixed up. I'm sorry. Well, anyway, all of these unvetted Afghans that are here, ISIS, ISIS Africa, and El Shabaab, have called for their followers to kill all Christians and Jews around the world. What is Joe Biden doing about that? Biden is doing exactly what Obama instructed him to do through Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice. Now, when Obama was president, he had the opportunity to hire the first black vice president, but no, he chose dumb Joe Biden. Take a look at the Obama's two daughters. Take a look at Joe Biden's kids and grandkids. Hillary Clinton's kids and grandkids. Chuck Schumer's grandkids. You will never see them marching in the streets, tearing up the place, because they are shielded, and you, the people, are being used to strengthen their platforms, not yours. Thanks very much.
Yep. Well, got a lot of point there, but I can't disagree with anything he said.
No, it's a, when you, we've got a new elite class in this country.
Yep.
And it's the ruling class. And I'm, you know, as much as Elliot pointed out the leaders of the left, some of the leaders on the right are just as guilty of this.
Mm-hmm.
They've created a almost a Hunger Games type setting here where you've got Capital City and the elite. And everybody else works so that they can have their elitism. And they're selling the United States out to a new world order that is run by globalists. And, you know, we keep talking about the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset and how the elites get to say what is going to happen. They have two meetings, one for the youth in Davos and then one for the power brokers in Davos every year. And they set the agenda, and they move forward. They control the monetary policy around the world. You know, so, yeah, you won't see the elites having any price to pay for what's happening here. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Even when she was supposed to be talking about being locked down, she's eating $7 ice cream bars in a million-dollar kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
How does someone who works for the House of Representatives get that wealthy? And their family wasn't that wealthy when she got into office.
No.
So do we ever look into anything like that? Do we ever investigate why just about every power broker who gets elected to office who's been there for over 30 years is now multimillionaires? Is it because they're financial geniuses? No. It's because they're insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're able to invest in things that they know are going to be voted on, and they get there ahead of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who doesn't see that is a fool. So, yeah, we have a federal government that's run by an elitist class that is step by step indenturing the rest of the people in the nation to just fuel their power lust.
Mm-hmm. But their own rules allow them to do that until somebody gets in there and changes the damn rules.
Yeah, it's easy to grift when you're the person making the rules. And you're the person who has to enforce the rules. You know, we see this time and time again with the judicial system. We've got at least a two-tier judicial system. It's got a three-tier judicial system.
Yep.
One for the elites, one for the people they use to make sure that they remain elected, and then one for the rest of everybody else.
Yep. And boy, we got to make sure we vote these bums out that created this problem, too. I mean, if the people don't do it this time, then shame on them. They're dumber than I thought.
Well, we've got to take some serious stock here, and that means not listening to the mainstream media anymore.
Yep.
This isn't a Republican-Democrat type of thing. This is a, do we want to continue down a fascist path or do we want to get back to the Constitution? If we get back, if we want to get back to the Constitution, we have to seriously think about repealing the 17th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Because a direct election of senators screwed the states.
Mm-hmm.
There is no entity in Washington looking out for the well-beings of the states. That's what the Senate was supposed to be about in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The direct election of senators turned it into an overblown or over-glorified House of Representatives.
Yep.
We also have to see nullification come in. We need term limits. We need a convention of states.
Yep.
To be able to pass that, because no one in power is ever going to give those things to you.
Correct.
They'd be cutting their own throats. So, yeah, if we want to take the country back, we've got some serious things that we have to do in some very bold ways. And sad to say, most of it has to happen at the state level, where our governors band together to move these things forward to force the federal government into changing.
Now, I'm going to run something by, and by the way, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, I'm going to run something by you. You may not have enough time to answer, but I'm going to run it by you anyway. We'll just do it on the other side of the break if we have to. Vice President Kamala Harris over the weekend made a comment. She dodged a criticism of the Democrats' funding of some GOP candidates, which they thought they had a better chance of beating so they would win their primaries. Get this. Win their primaries, and the Democrats would go up against them and have a much better chance of beating them. And I can say that in our local area, there's probably at least one of those people that may fit that mold. But isn't that something?
Well, they wanted to run against Donald Trump. They want to run against MAGA.
Yep.
They want to be able to say Orange Man bad again, even though he's at this point not even running.
Yep.
So what's the best way to do it? Be able to pick the people you run against.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a big gamble. It's a huge gamble, because if the country decides, you know what, we made a big mistake and we don't want anything to do with Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
or anybody that's running under his banner, then they've set the stage for a slaughter at the ballot box. But they're picking who they want to run against.
Yep.
They're controlling the narrative. We know what happens when the narrative is controlled.
Yep.
So we have to deny them that. We must deny them that. And that means running on policy. So anybody who won a primary, you better get your policy chops up, and you better stop talking in generalities and bumper stickers. It's time to inform the public and educate them.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, UndergroundUSA.com. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
9/11 remembrance events took place all across America Sunday. Down in Palm Harbor, Florida, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was at the Curlew Hills Memory Gardens.
And so I think it's really important that we're taking time here, 21 years after
one of the worst attacks this country has ever faced, to remember the lives that we lost, almost 3,000.
The Cedar Creek Fire, a wildfire raging south of Portland, Oregon, grew to nearly 86,000 acres on Sunday, threatening 2,200 homes and hundreds of commercial structures. Damon Schultz, Operations Planning Section Chief.
Every address that we enter, we're going to try to leave a green placard so the next firefighter in will know of those hazards.
A 27-year-old police officer was killed Sunday morning outside Denver. Arvada police officer Dylan Vekov was responding to a large family disturbance when shots were fired. USA Radio News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. You know, you've heard me talk about Relief Factor for well over 8 years now. It's a product that I take, and I take it for one simple reason. It works, and I do mean it works. And if you're struggling with back or neck or shoulder or hip or knee pain or ankle pain or wrist pain or shoulder pain, how about this one? Maybe you got pain in your elbow or something like that. Try this product. It just might work. And after all, what have you got to lose but pain? Now, the three-week quick start still costs $19.95. Been the same rate for going on 8 years, and it's not going to change anytime soon. Now, the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission, and the mission they're on is to get as many people out of pain as they possibly can do. So, for about $1 a day, $19.95, the three-week quick start's the way to go. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try, because after all, all you have to lose is pain. Works for me. It'll work for you. It's all natural. No narcotics in this. All natural. All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And, folks, I want to remind everybody, Frank has a website, undergroundusa.com, and Frank has a podcast that he puts up there. And that podcast that you did yesterday, Frank, was one of the best ones I've ever, ever heard you do.
Well, it was almost as if it was a part of duty to remember 9/11 and to bring back some of the feelings and some of the urgency and the frustration and the chaos that was felt on 9/11. And I appreciate you coming on in the second half of that and discussing your experiences with boots on the ground that day, because we need to make sure people not only remember the day. It's easy to say never forget, but you've got to remember how we felt. The sheer terror, the helplessness, the things that were stolen from us. Some of the tapes that I used with people who were calling home to say goodbye.
Yeah, they were
from airplanes.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The helplessness you feel when you listen to those. What if it was you receiving that phone call? So when we say never forget, my mission from now until the day I stop doing that, which will probably be when they plant me in the ground, is to bring back the feeling of that day.
Mm-hmm.
So that those experiences remain raw. They deserve to remain raw. That's what we should do when we remember the people we lost on that day, is to remember that rawness, that there are people in the world that want to do that to us, not because we're white males or black people or Hispanic people, but because we're Americans.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give a damn about our genders, about our politics, about the color of our skin. They didn't care. We were Americans and we were the targets.
Yep. And it's a day that I'll never forget. And many of the people that were with me yesterday will never forget either. I was with some of the best patriots you could have asked for yesterday at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. We had quite a contingent of motorcycles that I came in with from Pinellas County. They led the way and I followed them, and then I passed them and led their way in to Mission Barbecue when we got closer. But what a tremendous group of patriots. I was so proud to be a small part of what they were doing, a motorcycle ride to honor all the people that were lost that day. And I mean, these people were the best patriots you ever want to meet anywhere, really.
Yeah, when it comes to remembering 9/11, when it comes to remembering Benghazi, you know, we have to start rolling that incident in as well, because
correct,
it was a 9/11 issue as well.
Yep.
We all need to bow our heads in humility to the events, and we have to rededicate ourselves to protecting the American spirit, to protecting the individualism and the freedom and the liberty that we have. But the one thing we have to do, and you hit on this at the end of your interview, we've got to stop being divided.
Yep.
We have got to stop allowing power brokers and wealth junkies who are in the elite, who keep getting elected to office because they spend more money to get elected than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to stop them from dividing us just so they can cobble together votes. We've all got more in common than we do in difference as Americans. All of us.
Mm-hmm.
Al-Qaeda knew, they just yanked us back into that reality on 9/11. They didn't care if you were Republican or Democrat, Libertarian, Fascist, they didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You were American. And no matter how fast you wanted to run away from that and say, oh, but I'm an African American, or I'm a Hispanic American. No, we don't care. You're an American and you can die just like anybody else.
Yep.
We were yanked back into that reality that there are certain people in the world that want us dead because we're Americans.
Yep.
And when you understand that clearly, this idea that we should take to the streets to march for this identity politics cause or that identity politics cause, or I have to hate my neighbor because he doesn't hold my political views, it all seems kind of stupid, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, they have no idea. By the way, Frank, I know you like to talk about Chicago, so here we go. Lori Lightfoot, the world's most favorite mayor from Chicago, is now complaining about Governor Greg Abbott and Texas and the fact that they're sending busloads of some of their illegals to them. But then again, I caution everybody and remind them at the same time that the entire state of Illinois is a sanctuary state, correct?
The state is a sanctuary state, but once again, you got to remember that the counties hold sway over that.
Mm-hmm.
She started taking those buses that were coming in and immediately bringing them over the border into a collar county called DuPage,
mm-hmm.
which is where I was born and raised and served, you know, in a firefighter capacity
mm-hmm.
All those years back.
Mm-hmm.
And DuPage is conservative. Mm-hmm. And the district attorney there is conservative. And the sheriff there is very conservative. So when they dropped them off, they were all rounded up again
mm-hmm.
because they were there illegally mm-hmm. and they're being processed. So her attempt to do this is backfiring her, not only because she's not able to release them in collar counties
mm-hmm.
that are conservative, but because she's being outed as a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
If Chicago's a sanctuary city, why are you not giving them sanctuary?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this is Lori Lightfoot. She's a blithering idiot. She is another identity politics playing elitist that only wants to talk about what she thinks is important, and it shows. The city is being run by the gangs. It's the murder capital of the United States. It's
yep.
not the worst. More people are dying in Chicago now than were dying in Kabul
mm-hmm.
when we were just going in there after 9/11.
Yep.
You know, and this is the third most populated city in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. This moron is up for election in November. And the people of Chicago, if you vote her back in, you deserve what you get.
You bet. They need to vote her out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
And the DA, Kim Fox, a Soros plant.
Mm-hmm.
This idiot doesn't do anything. And remember, she was the one who wouldn't even prosecute Jesse Smollett after
Correct.
Everybody knew he was guilty.
Correct. Yep. You're right. Well, you know, very quickly... Why don't we have these debates anymore? We used to remember one time all the candidates wanted to debate and they'd put two or three together or something like that. I don't hear anybody wanting to debate anybody anymore.
That's because we learn nothing from them. And everybody's too worried about a gotcha moment. So maybe we take the 90 minutes that they used to do with debates and give each candidate 45 minutes to talk about his platform without mentioning his opponent and see what they have to say. I bet you they can't say much.
I'll bet you're right. Okay, we will talk to you on Friday, my friend. Thank you again very much for a great interview, and thank you very much for being around yesterday.
Hey, stay low, my friend.
Yes, sir. I am going to stay low. That's Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. I'm coming back with a Sports Zone guy and some sports and lots of news yesterday.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback Patrick Hyland is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with the Sports Zone quarterback Patrick Hyland, brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominique's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominique's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the local area. Now, for you folks listening to me around the country, maybe you need some new blinds or shades or shutters, or maybe you need some parts. Whatever the case, give them a call. 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Give them a call and see if they can help you out. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, here he is, the man, the myth, the sports legend himself, the coach of coachable sporting events, Patrick Hyland. How'd you like that one?
Very good, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. And the pleasure is always to be on the show. And how about those Buccaneers?
Well, wait a minute. There's bigger news than that. It's what happened to the Cowboys quarterback,
Dak Prescott. He is a hurting puppy.
Mm-hmm. He's going to need surgery, Captain.
For his thumb, right?
Yeah. So he's going to be out at least 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
The swelling will go down probably tomorrow, and then they'll do the surgery Wednesday, and then he'll probably come back in about 3 weeks, hopefully, like before.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to Russell Wilson last year. So. Yeah.
And then somebody got a really bad leg injury yesterday, got carted off with I know their leg was all wrapped up like as if they broke their leg. I don't know if that was the case or not, but it sounds like a serious injury. I think it was a Tennessee Titans player.
Yeah, he got rolled over on, Captain. You're right. A lot of injuries yesterday. The Steelers, a great defensive player, a lot. You know, it looks like he tore his, pectoral muscle right there between your shoulder and, the breast. So God bless him, and hopefully, he'll come out. That was a crazy game. The Steelers stunned the Bengals in a lot of overtime to win 23-20. And then you had a tie game earlier this year, Captain. Indianapolis and Houston 2020. I wish they would go to the college system and so we wouldn't have ties anymore. Put the ball at the 25, first team, if you score a touchdown, boom, the other team gets a shot to match it. If they do, then you go one more time and you go for the 2-point conversion and then call it a day. I think that'd be a better formula. I think ties, ridiculous, Captain. What's your thoughts on that?
That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
I thought it was rather ridiculous when they kept missing field goals.
Exactly.
Jeez.
These guys have paid big money and they're missing field goals that they shouldn't miss. If it's a bad hold or the defensive guy makes a great play to come through and block it, that's totally different. You can't blame the kicker for that. But, you get paid to kick it through the uprights, man. Do your job. And if the weather's right, there's variable stuff when you get.
Well, that wasn't the weather's problem yesterday.
Beautiful all over the NFL, except up in Chicago.
The water.
That was brutal, man. But I called it. I said the Bears might upset the 49ers because of the weather. And they did. And then we talked about that too, Captain. It looks like up there in Chicago they're going to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the weather should ever play a part in deciding the outcome of the game. Do you concur with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, we're too moved too much in the, the new century, folks. Let's get it right. So, just a lot of great games. Miami beat New England, and that was a great ball game. And I can't believe the Cowboys only got 3 points, Captain. And Prescott didn't get hurt till early in the fourth quarter. So
well, he got smacked really hard. I was watching the way he got hit in his hand. He got smacked really hard, like two plays in a row he got smacked. And that's when I think he got hurt.
Yeah, exactly. The offensive line isn't straight. Pollard and Elliott didn't run the ball like they're capable of. It just dictated the game. It's totally different, some great football, some great college football over the weekend, too.
Sure.
It's going to be some good football this year, and I'm looking forward to it. Very excited. I know a lot of other people are out there, too, looking forward to it. The Browns, Cleveland Browns. They beat the Panthers. Ex-quarterback Mayfield, 26-point. He made a 58-yard field goal to win the ball game. That's how you do your job and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Bullock for the Tennessee Titans, 47-yarder to win the game. And he hooked it back. They lost 21-20. I give the Giants credit, though. They left the team captain.
Yep.
20-19, a minute left. And they said, we're not going to just kick the extra point here and make it 20-20, and then they'll just meet out and we'll go to overtime. We're going to win this game right now, and we're going to force them.
Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and it's Friday, and it's that time in the morning when we like to bring on Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And, of course, if you know anything about the Sports Zone, it's a program you can hear Sunday mornings on my flagship station from 11 to 12. But this is what Patrick Hyland does during the week to pay the bills.
The Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and Patrick Hyland is with us on the telephone. And, Mr. Hyland, sir, it's been an interesting week in sports, starting with Mr. Urban Meyer.
Yeah, it's not a surprise, though, Captain.
Oh, no.
But, you know, it was coming. I thought he might make it to the end of the year, but I think they've had enough. When you lose the locker room that bad, and you know, you're yelling at your coaches, and you're hitting players, kicking players, it's time to go. He just might not be suited for the NFL. That's all.
And converting with some young women out there that kept going on. He said, well, I'm not doing it. That's not an issue. Yeah, right. But they kept, pictures kept showing up.
Yeah. Just, come on, man. He just, I think the pressure of the job got to him, too. So it's just unfortunate. You know, a lot of people in Florida.
Will he surface again in college, or will he be done now?
Boy.
I think he may be done.
Yeah, he's not young, but he's not old either. It's close, Captain.
No, he'll go back. He'll go back to television for a while, right?
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. We'll give him a break there. He probably have to lay low for about a year. I think it's going to probably be the time frame. But, you know, come August next year, who knows? They'll give him a chance and see what he can do. So, in the booth. But who knows? A couple of years, he might take one more shot at college. But I know he won't get another shot in the pros. You can bank
on
that.
No. So he burned all his bridges. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he did. Great game last night, Captain, in the NFL. Won into overtime. Had the Kansas City Chiefs win it in overtime in L.A. And won a game 34-28. They scored a touchdown. Mr. Kelsey in overtime won it 34-28 over the Los Angeles Chargers. That gave them a good leg up for the playoff picture in the AFC. Mm-hmm. So, he could very well be Kansas City and Tampa Bay again, Captain.
Kansas City
and Green Bay. That's probably what we're looking at. And I think Tampa Bay and Green Bay are the two best teams in National Football League right now. They're starting to.
They got the same record right now.
Yeah, they're starting to really separate a little bit. We'll see. You know, the next 4 weeks is going to be obviously crucial.
Well, Sunday night in Tampa Bay against the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Saints, that could be an interesting game.
It could, because you have a division rivalry.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.